Let's talk to a former Georgia Bulldog quarterback, DJ Shockley, joining us here on 1010XL on a Tuesday evening. DJ, how are you tonight?
Brian, I'm good, man. I appreciate you having me on. I got a family that's from Jacksonville, so I always get to talk to and hear from people in Jacksonville.
Hey, DJ, we always appreciate you coming on, man. And let's start by looking back real quick on the SEC Championship. Your Georgia Bulldogs get a little revenge over the Auburn Tigers. They are going to the playoff as SEC champions. What did you take away from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday afternoon?
I knew going into that game it would be a little bit different from that first matchup. Just, yeah, the neutral side, you had Kirby and his crew a chance to really get a different game plan in and go back and kind of look at all the stuff you did the first time. It was fun to watch and get after. I think the game plan, once they knew Kerryon Johnson was not going to be a big passer, having really forced the edge and forced some pressure on Spillman, and he was kind of getting after a little for the entire part of the ball game. I thought he played pretty well, trying to keep his team in it. But I just thought offensively the Billings that had run the football and then Cram making some big throws on third down, which he wasn't able to do in the first game, was a huge play of success. And whenever you can run the ball versus a unit like that and put some pressure on their defense, it makes it worthwhile. And I was glad and excited to see the Dogs be able to do that and come out in there and get a long waiting SEC championship.
Yeah, it is an SEC championship for the Georgia Bulldogs. Here with former Georgia Bulldog quarterback DJ Shockley on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Of course, the playoff comes out Sunday, and Georgia has a little company from the Southeastern Conference. Alabama gets in as well, DJ. Your reaction to the Crimson Tide getting that final playoff spot?
You know, I kind of figured it would be Alabama. You look at just the entire body of what they've done, and obviously I think the committee just cannot get over that big third-round loss to Iowa that Ohio State had, and Pitt having two losses. And I know they're going to talk about being a conference champion and all that, but I think at the end of the day, they also mentioned who the top four best teams in the country. And I thought if you look around, you ask anybody in the country, they're going to say Alabama is one of those teams that's in the top four. And I think it makes for an enticing playoff experience as well for everybody watching the ball game. I think both matchups are really, really good, and I think when it's all said and done, people are going to be really excited to watch Clemson versus Alabama and see Alabama get in there and have a second chance at it. We know Nick Saban having a second chance at an opportunity to be in the playoffs and, you know, prove why his team shouldn't be there from the beginning. I know he'll have his guys ready to go.
DJ Shockley here with us. DJ, Ohio State had a little bit of a gripe in many opinions because they were the Big Ten champion, but based on what you just said, you think that 30-point loss to Iowa was just a little too much for the Buckeyes to overcome?
Yeah, I think ultimately that was the end of it. I think that was the end-all, be-all for them, and I think Saban made a big point as well when he talked and tried to, you know, sway the committee as well about, hey, if my team had lost by 30 points to a team in the conference that wasn't ranked, that you wouldn't even be talking to me. So I thought he was talking directly to the committee. And even though Ohio State played well in that championship game, it's just hard to get over being beat by 30 points. And they've been up and down this season at times, been very inconsistent. And I know they don't look back at the past experiences or what happened to a team, but the showing they put in when they got in last year, being, you know, blown out by Clemson in a semifinal game, I'm sure they will say they had no bearing on the final decision. I just think they wanted the top four teams in there, and Alabama was that fourth best team.
Hey, DJ, what's your early thought on the playoffs? Alabama obviously playing Clemson for the third time, and then your alma mater playing Oklahoma out in Pasadena.
Yeah, I think, like I said, two good matchups. I think Alabama coming playing Clemson. You're talking about strength on strength with two good defenses. I know Alabama's going to get some guys back who are banged up, especially on the defense side of the ball. They're going to need it versus Kelly Bryant and what Clemson brings to the table and all the explosive guys they have on that side of the ball. But it's going to be a real matchup for Jalen Hurts against that very physical front of Clemson. And we've seen how Clemson can get after people with their front four and play good coverage on the back end. And that's going to be interesting to watch. And then the other end for Georgia and Oklahoma, obviously it looks like Baker Mayfield will probably win the Heisman. If he doesn't, I'd be surprised. But what he's done to everybody he's played against is quite remarkable. He's a talent in his own right, and I think he's going to make some plays with Georgia. But I think at the end of the day, he hasn't played against a defense that's this big and plays with this type of speed and physicality on both sides. So both offenses are going to be exciting to watch. I know Oklahoma's been a struggler against the run, and we know Georgia comes in as one of the top teams in the country running football. So I think it should be a good matchup of strength on strength in both games, and it's going to be exciting to watch for sure.
Former Georgia Bulldog quarterback DJ Shockley here with us on 1010XL 92.5 FM. DJ, Kirby Smart, the coach of your alma mater, I mean, in only his second year going to the playoff, he has probably surpassed every expectation that was laid upon him when he replaced Mark Richt. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say so. I think everybody knew it was only a matter of time, and I knew a bunch of people who are running the program, and they kind of figured before even Coach Rick left that this would be the year, if they could hang on, would be the year for Georgia to really make a run at it because of all the weapons, all the guys they had coming back, and obviously having Chubb and Tony come back, and they had Lorenzo Carter and Davin Bellamy come back on defense, and they had 10 of 11 coming back on defense, which was big for them, and nobody expected the QB play to be as good as it was this year, even losing their starting Ethan and Fromm step up in his freshman year playing really well. I really think that people probably expected Kirby. It took him, may take him 3 or 4 years to get the style of guys he wanted in there and for guys to really buy into that culture. And I think teams have done that in this second year already. You can see the guys have bought in and they realize exactly what he's trying to do on a daily basis as far as how he wants those guys to play. And they have excelled, I believe, in year two under Kirby. But a lot of people were expecting this team with such senior late leadership that they would be somewhere in this point and striving for a playoff appearance, and here they are.
You know, DJ, you obviously do a lot of work in the media now with the ACC Network, the SEC Network, so you're very much in the mix when it comes to college football. The coaching carousel over the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 weeks has been just insane. I mean, insane.
Yeah.
Certainly
yeah.
Here in Jacksonville, I want to get your thoughts on Florida and Florida State, but before we get there, have you ever seen anything like what's going on in Knoxville right now? I mean,
yeah.
that's a clown show, is it not?
It's one of the more ridiculous things that I've seen happen throughout the time. Especially, you wouldn't expect it to happen to a place like Tennessee that has such rich tradition, that has so many people you would expect in that leadership role to be able to handle a, I wouldn't say a simple thing, but something that usually happens in college football, which is having to get a new head coach. And the fact that you went through so many different guys, and then you had so many people turn you down, and you've had your AD gone now. Of course, former Philadelphia is the AD now. It's just, it seems like something that it seems like it wouldn't be happening at a place like that. So I was completely surprised about it, but hopefully they can get that settled and, you know, get back to where they should be, which is, you know, competing. And it makes the league better when Tennessee is playing better, but they haven't been playing to that standard for a while now.
Well, I don't know if enough people are really pointing it out. I mean, I know it's gotten a little conversation, but DJ, you actually had a fan base stop a hiring. I mean,
yeah.
that's almost unprecedented in collegiate, professional, regardless of the sport you're talking about. You had a fan base stop
yeah.
a hiring. I mean, that's insane
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, it's one of those things you look back on it and you realize, wow, your fan base is a big, big pull and who comes and who they want to be their head coach. And I think the political part was they want to make sure that their fans are happy, the Boosters are happy, and they have a sense of support. And at the end of the day, they did the job of not getting Shiano hired there because of their dissatisfaction with him. And now it seems like they're running the entire hiring process because they were able to get this guy out of there and not really fulfill the hire. So it's weird. It's one of those things that probably 30 for 30 on 15 years debacle of what happened here in Tennessee, but we'll see.
Final moments here with former Georgia Bulldog quarterback DJ Shockley. All right, DJ, a couple of new hires in the Sunshine State. We'll begin with Florida. They bring Dan Mullen over from Mississippi State. Your reaction when you saw that hire?
I like the hire. I believe for a while that Dan Mullen has been one of the better football coaches, not just the SEC, but around the country with what he's done. I mean, what he did at Mississippi State, turned that program around, having them competing not just for, you know, the West, but competing on a national level. He had them ranked at number one at one point when Dak was there, and even this year, taking Alabama down to the wire. I mean, they play a lot of teams really, really tough, and having Todd Grantham over there, he turned that defense into a top 15, top 20 defense after them being just horrible last year, and then now he's coming in here with Dan Mullen to Florida. I think it's a good hire. He's going to bring some offense to the Florida game. I know that's one thing that they've been clamoring for a long time is some offensive production, and if one guy can get it done, it's Dan Mullen, and he does a good job of making sure his quarterbacks are prepared and ready, and they're going to score some points and really make some noise, I believe, once he finally gets the type of guys he needs in there to be successful.
Well, and my argument was I had some Gator fans call in and tweet me and whatnot, not happy about it because they wanted Chip Kelly. And, yeah, Chip Kelly might be a great coach, but to me, DJ, there's something to be said for a guy that wants the job. I don't know if Chip Kelly wants the job, and if he took the Florida job, maybe it would have been another job for Chip Kelly. Dan Mullen got off the plane doing the Gator Chomp. I mean, Dan Mullen hasn't stopped smiling in the last 8 days. I think there is something to be said for that.
Yeah, I think you being enthusiastic about it is a big part of it. And I think in another atmosphere, you look at it in recruiting. I mean, as soon as he gets off, he's excited about being a Gator. He's excited to what it brings. And this is a guy who's been in the SEC. He's been around this area to recruit. He knows how to recruit the state of Florida. He knows how to recruit the state of Texas and Georgia. And be able to get out there and, you know, talk to these kids. And I think with Chip Kelly, he's going to bring a crazy, exciting offense. But he doesn't have the roots down here that a Dan Mullen would have with him being down here for so long. And, if Florida was the first team that really wanted you and you kind of waited for a while and said, okay, this UCLA job opened up, well, I'm going to give them a look. That tells you from day one that he still wanted to weigh his options and wasn't all in with the Florida Gators. And now, Dan Mullen was all in from day one.
Hey, DJ, final question for you. You certainly did a lot of Florida State games on the ACC network this year. Jimbo Fisher out. It appears Willie Taggart is in. First, what was your reaction with Jimbo leaving Tallahassee to go to College Station?
When all the rumbling started, I could kind of sense that he was ready to get out of there. Obviously, knowing some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes and him wanting to go, and obviously wanting to keep up with what Clemson's doing, facility-wise, and all that kind of stuff really matters. And I went to Florida State, I went to Clemson, seen them face and know exactly how they measure up. And as a high school kid trying to choose between those two, I can understand where Jimbo's coming from, because Clemson has everything you want from a student-athlete perspective. And I think Jimbo going to Texas, he wanted to be – I feel like he just wanted to be back at the SEC. And obviously the big contract and the money and all that kind of stuff does go a long way. But he's going to have a lot of things going for him there at Texas A&M. And now you bring over Willie Taggart from Oregon, I think he's going to be excited about it. He looks like a coach that's playing Oregon and had him playing at a high level. Still, so we'll see if he can get it going. But as I've been at Florida State, they have tons of talent. They have tons of guys who can get it done, and they just got to get it moving in the right direction. And I know everybody wants Florida State to be back where they were, which is competing for national championships and being really competitive in the SEC.
Hey, DJ, always enjoy the conversation. Know you're very busy with all the Georgia requests you're getting. Thank you for taking time out. And if I don't talk to you beforehand, have a very happy holidays, my friend.
Ryan, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy always coming on, and thanks for the time.